my risk?
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, I mean, clearly in Canada over the last few years, especially probably in Alberta and other places, you know, flood has been a big, big issue or focus. And you know, more companies trying to offer that as a product, more individuals demanding that as a product. I think what between the groups, the CIA, the Casualty Society, and ourselves, looking to study more how those catastrophic events can be used in pricing exercises and reserving exercises so that the market for flood insurance in Canada starts to grow. I think it's starting to grow naturally already, but looking to do more research to supply the market with in order to spur that as a growing coverage. There's not places necessarily all around the world that you can use as models. Obviously, it's all government sponsored in the United States, but it's a little bit more market based in Canada. And I think those groups are trying to come together and think about and provide the research and analysis to say, how can we spur more flood insurance coverage in Canada?
So who would be the major user?
I think the major users of the output of the study that we're doing are going to be actuaries at companies who are looking to, who are already or looking to sell that type of coverage. So the questions will be a little bit about how much capital should I hold to support that type of product? How do I build catastrophic results into the pricing of the product? How much do I balance between normal years where maybe there's a very small propensity of flood versus catastrophic years when there's a huge propensity for flood, and trying to build those types of concepts so that actuaries can use them.
Is it public?
No, that's kind of starting right now. And so probably 6 to 9 months from now, you'll see an output of that joint research project. Over there. Yes.
The presentation clearly said that the Chinese market does, the Chinese people do buy a lot of car and government products. So I was just curious about whether it's more of a UK style car or more of a North American car, because both of them are very different car products. So if a company has to actually price or get into such a market, what kind of car products would it be selling?
So the question, there are some Chinese who prefer par endowment products and some who prefer protection-oriented products. And the question again is, how does a company decide what to offer?
As in, the UK style car products and the North American car products, they're very different. So what kind of car products actually sell to the Chinese?
To date, it's clear that par endowment products have been the main seller of premium. If you were to total up premium in that market, clearly par endowment products would be far and away the biggest seller. I think, though, that there's an inflection point coming where more people are preferring the lower premium and focused on protection product, but the way that it's sold, from the research that we've done, is probably a little bit different. Who you sell it to, how you sell it, probably needs to change from the historical concept of distribution and product development on the par endowment product. So I think that's kind of what the survey is trying to make people aware of, that protection-oriented products are growing in popularity, and the types of people who purchase them may be different than what you've seen historically on the par endowment purchasers. Any others? Okay. I'll be here all night, so if you have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
Oh, good. It's nice and cold. That's good.